scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
And, you know, something very interesting about the solar eclipse, another fun factoid that I have seen only now, all the other stuff, I'm like, yeah, I've seen this all. But check this out. AccuWeather says the temperature is going to drop by 10 degrees wow. today in areas that are affected by the solar eclipse. As soon as the sun returns, it's going to warm up again.
Well, I guess that makes sense, right? It's like when it's a hot day and big fat clouds come out.
Right.
It gets a little cooler. Now it's going to be like...
It's just going to drop 10 degrees, right? though. That's pretty intense.
That is intense.
I mean, it's for like only for like...
It's like 7 minutes or something, right?
Yeah, seven minutes for the total, but like it spans like a couple hours maybe?
Yeah.
Between stuff?
Huh.
So,
I don't know.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy. So Penn Live claims that the Shippensburg, Pennsylvania police recently cited a guy named Daniel... Oh, boy. Sarapak.
Sure.
For playing the Cops TV show theme too loudly. An officer was called to his home after neighbors complained about loud music and a loud party. The officer warned Daniel to keep the noise under control. As he was leaving, Daniel started blasting the Cops theme. The cop turned around and cited him for a noise violation. Aww.
That's pretty hilarious.
Yeah. That is pretty funny. I wonder if the cop thought it was funny or if he was just annoyed.
I think that's one of the most ironic things I've ever...
Yeah, he was like, hey. And how would he just have the Cops theme just at the ready to play?
Doesn't everybody? I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but...
You just carry it around with you. It's like downloaded to your phone at all times.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So this is something that I didn't even think was a real thing, but it happens. Netflix and cheat. No, not that kind of cheating.
Oh, okay.
So apparently 46% of couples who stream shows together have Netflix cheated. So basically what that means is watching the show without their partner. And just like regular cheating, once you do it once, it gets easier. That's what it says in here. What? But the Netflix survey revealed that 81% of Netflix cheaters are repeat offenders and 44% have cheated more than three times. So they're watching the show without their partner. I've done this before. And Jocelyn has been very upset with me. Like, you watched an episode without me?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So
It's bad form.
It is bad form for sure. So if you're going to Netflix cheat, I always pick a show that I know she doesn't want to watch.
Right.
Or at least I assume she doesn't want to watch it.
But
I'm
then
like,
does she ever
get
mad? She's like, what? Now you're three episodes in? I wanted to watch that.
Yep.
Too late.
Oh, you're already halfway through the show now. I can't catch up.
Now, this does say that 53% of the people say sleep cheating. So when one person falls asleep, doesn't count.
So Jocelyn is sleep cheated because I fall asleep all the time.
I would agree that it doesn't count if you just finish that episode. But if you continue watching multiple more episodes, it's still cheating.
Yeah, she explains the entire show to me all the time. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what happened? She's like, you missed a lot. And she'll explain all of it. And I'm like,
you can't be expected to stop in the middle of an episode because the person next to you is zonked out. And sometimes they're doing that thing where they're like in and out of sleep.
Uh-huh. That's
so, yeah. So you can't, she can't be responsible for that. But if she then went on and watched like another show, I think that's a little bit, that's not cool. So according to a Washington Post article, millennials are opting for paper towels over napkins. They don't see the point in buying both. Other things millennials aren't buying: houses, motorcycles, bars of soap, diamonds, designer purses, and fabric softener.
I will agree with this.
So my mom had a real problem with using paper towels as napkins when I was growing up, and it's taken me years to get over it. But I do agree they serve the same purpose.
Yeah.
Out of the rest of that list, bars of soap, I have not purchased a bar of soap maybe ever.
I have not purchased a bar of soap in probably 4 years.
I get some from hotels, but I usually just buy a body wash.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care much about designer purses.
No.
Fabric softener, like the liquid kind, I don't think I've ever purchased that. I don't even know how to use it.
I don't even use the sheets.
I sometimes do.
I don't, because
the liquid, I don't know.
It irritates
how that
my skin.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah, I don't think the last time I bought napkins was probably, I don't even know how long ago. Yeah. It was a long time ago.
And I'm not even a millennial.
Exactly.
But.